do a review. Maimorim Malukah, this is in the second chelik. This is the fourth maimer. And the maimer is Podu B'Sholom Nafshi Mikrov L'Kibram Hoyimodi, which the Rebbe said on Motzi Shabbos Parshas Vayetze, which was Tes Kislev. And it was Oir L'Yud Kislev, that was the day before Yud Kislev. This was in the year Tovshin Lamed Tes. So Shabbos was Tes Kislev, and Sunday was Yud Kislev, and the Rebbe said this Maimer on Motzoi Shabbos. And this was, as says in the printed, that it was published in the Kuntres Tes Yud Kislev Tovshin Mem Tes. So basically, it was 10 years later that they published this Maimer in honor of Tes and Yud Kislev. Tes Kislev, of course, is the birthday of the Mittler Rebbe in the year Tov Kuf Lamed Dalet. The Yortzeit, the Yom HaIlula, is in year Tov Kuf Peches. And Yud Kislev is the day of redemption of the Mittler Rebbe in the year Tov Kuf Pei Zayin. And the date that this was published is dated as Tes Kislev Tov Shin Mem Tes. So we'll do the Maimer inside now. Motzoi Shabbos Parshas Vayetze Tes Kislev Early Yud Kislev Hey Tovshin Lametes. So the Rebbe begins with the pasuk of which is associated to Yud Kislev, to Yud Tes Kislev, because they both the Mittler Rebbe said this verse when he was freed, and the Alter Rebbe said this verse. This is in the Yom Tehillim of Yud Kislev. So that's when the Pasuk Pod B'Sholem is, and the Alter Rebbe used to say Tillim by the weekday, so it was Yom Shlishi. But in any event, that's the Pasuk associated with the Geula. So it says in the Pasuk, Podo B'Sholem Nafshi Mikrovli. The Eibishter, David HaMelech, is saying, redeemed my soul with peace, in a peaceful manner, from the Krovli, from those who waged war with me. And he says, Kibirabim hoyimodi, many were standing by my side, by David HaMelech's side. That's the pasuk. We'll see. Mevayir bal ha-geula b'mamore divur ha-maschil zez. So the master of redemption, the Mittler Rebbe, explains in the Maimer that opens up with this opening of Pod B'Sholim, Shenitfas b'sifroi Shari Teshuva, that has been published in his Sefer Shari Teshuva. So here he brings down the Pirush Pod B'Sholim. What does it mean, Pod B'Sholim? Pod B'Sholim means it was done in a peaceful way. How is redemption done in a peaceful way? When you are able to negate the opposition altogether, that means in a peaceful way versus backing off or compromising. But here, the full podo, podo b'sholem davki hu shehabediyah be'oifen, that the redemption is in such a manner, shehaminagid mizbatel legamri, that the opponent is totally negated. That's the idea of podo b'sholem, that it's done in a peaceful way. Shalochain, because the menaged is totally bottled, ain't tzarich limilchama klal. You don't need a war at all. Valderech shahoya bimei shloime, similar to was in the days of shloime. Shekol ha-goyim nizbatlu legabe shloime, that all of the nations, they became negated in front of shloime. Shaloi al yidei milchama, that not through war. You don't need war because you are mevatel, the enemy in total, so you don't even have to wage war against him. Shelochein nikra b'shem shloime. That's why he is called shloime, as the pasuk says, kisholim Hoya B'yomov, because there was Shalom in his days. So that's why it says in the pasuk in Divrei Yomim, Shloima Yishmoi v'Shalom v'Sheket Etin al Yisrael B'yomov, as the Rebbe brings down in the Ha'ore. So he had a way that he didn't have to fight. They were in his battle, and it was in a shalom, shloima, in a shalom way. So the Maimer asked the question, if you are in a condition, you find yourself in a condition that there are no opponents at all, so lama tzarich pedia. So why do you need redemption? It's not redemption. You don't need redemption. It's b'shalom, meaning there's no opponent. So why are we saying poda? And the Rebbe says further, if you read further in the pasuk, it says very clearly, mikrovli, meaning that you're redeeming b'shalom from the krov, from the war. Yeshloim ar habiyur b'diyuk zeh. So the Rebbe says, what's the explanation in the question that the Mittler Rebbe asks? Kipirush podo b'sholim. Mela, if we would say that the sholim comes after the war, so then we can say that first there is war, and then there is podo b'sholim. But here, when we say podo b'sholim, huloi shehasholim bol acharei hapidiyah, we're not saying that the shalom came after the redemption. So there was war, it was redemption, and then there was peace. No. Hainu shabdiyah hi bederech milchoma v'achkach nas v'sholim. So that would mean podo not b'sholim. Podo would milchoma, and then became sholim. But that's not what podo b'sholim means. Podo b'sholim means ki'im, shabdiyah atzmei b'sholim, the b'diyah itself b'sholim. B'lochein, that's why he's questioning that if it's a condition of sholem, we don't need redemption. So why would we need podo if it's sholem? If the pshat was that he redeemed and then it brought peace, that we understand. But podo b'sholem means that there's no war in the pediyah. But if there's no war, why do you need pediyah? And the Rebbe asks further, Yes, lo yisuf oidiyuk, and add another diyuk, the b'posik zel guf aksiv, in this posik alone, it says mikrovli, it doesn't just say poda b'sholim nafshi. The Mittler Rebbe asks from the word poda b'sholim, but it also says mikrovli. Dizeh shepoda nafshi, hu mina milchames haboyim alai. That he's redeemed, as Rashi says in Tillim over there, the Rebbe quotes here, that he was being freed from the wars that came upon him. So how does it fit? He's being redeemed from war, mikrovli. That is milchames. And we're saying, no, it's b'sholim, there's everything in this battle. It would seem that these are two opposites. These are two totally extreme, different. Here is sholim, not war, and then we're saying that it's mikrovli from war, as the Rebbe will continue to explain. So, first the Rebbe asked that how is it possible, the Mittler Rebbe asked, if it's pediyah, how could it be b'sholim? The Rebbe adds also the question, if it's mikrovli, how could it be b'sholim? If it's war, min hamilchames, as Rashi says, they wish they redeemed him. How could this be mikrovli? The Rebbe is going to further ask that it's not just not applicable; they don't fit, but it's just opposite. Beis v'yesh lahosiv, the shnei inyonim elu, these two aspects of podo b'sholim, to redeem with peace, u'mikrovli, and from war that's with me, hem loy rak shneim hofchim stam. They're not just opposite. Just plain opposites. But these are extreme opposites. Elo sheheim hofchim min akotz al akotz. These are opposites from one extreme to the other extreme. The hine,
The Rebbe explains now when and why we call something mikrov. Krov is actually the words korev, close. In wars, there can be, sometimes you fight from a distance, sometimes it can be mikrovly. And when you wrestle, when you're next to the other person, that's a very difficult level of krov. And the sholem is the opposite. So, and here we're mishing it, we're bringing both things together. The Rebbe explains. Why is a war called and the level of krav, the name krav, meloshin kiruv, which means closeness? Although war is the opposite of closeness, who can move on ma'amaymer is as understood from the maimer, the main and the force of war, it's when it's a manner of close to each other. When you're battling and wrestling within proximity, close to each other, that's the main war rather than when you're from a distance. So there's two ways in war. The two warriors are distant one from other. But they're throwing on each other. Whether it's arrows, stones of arrows, ubalistroes, and other kinds of things that you, from a distance that they're throwing. And similar. That's one way. Or the two warriors got come close to each other, bekidv makim, close in place, until they are wrestling one another. Vayeovik ish ima, like we find by Yaakov, the angel wrestled him. Shem is karvim ze b'ze, so they get close to each other. Lo yirak b'makim, not only they come into the same area, l'gam b'gufam, their bodies are one on the other. To the extent they actually hug each other, the milchama zu, this war, when you're close, tachlis akiruv, the ultimate closeness, he milchama kosher b'yisur. That's a very difficult milchama. And this pasuk we're talking about mikrovli, a battle that is close by, like wrestling, which you're a very intense and a very difficult struggle. So that's on the side of the mikra of the war. And on the other hand, the sholim, that when we talk about sholim in this verse, we're talking about the ultimate completeness of peace, poda b'sholim. As the Bal HaGa'ula, the master of the redemption, the Mitl Rebbe, explains in the Maimer, the true idea of redeeming with peace my soul, those that previously were enemies and opponents, heim nasim oyavim gemurim. They become totally loved. They become beloved. Total friends. Complete ohavim. The inyans, this idea that the people are turned around is not only that they don't oppose and they don't hate, but they become your friends. This idea is even greater above Gamma Sholem Shoyim Meshloim, greater than the peace that was in days of Shloim. Da Sholem Shoyim Meshloim, who the peace that was in days of Shloim was Shekulam Nizbatlu Metzada Giloy. They all became nullified because of the revelation of light. Avaloy Nepchul Gedusha, but they did not turn them around into holiness. They were negated. They didn't oppose with Sholem, but they didn't become friends necessarily. They didn't, in this case, they didn't become Kedusha. They didn't, weren't elevated. And Taka, the real level of Sholem, was not by Shloime, it's going to be Shigam HaManaged Nepach LeKedusha. That also the opponent should be turned to Kedusha, that is going to be Yilos Yilobe. That's going to be in the future to come. So, that's not really on the fullest level of Sholem that the Pasuk uses here. The Pasuk talks about the future. It says, I will turn around for all the nations, a very clear language. Everybody will serve Hashem, one shoulder, shoulder to shoulder, everybody together. Also the animals will have that sense of Sholem. For God is Avim Keves, this wolf will live together in peace with the sheep. But to the extent Shagam Hanochosh, which is Pesen, Vitzifoini, those are the names of the snakes which are mentioned in Yeshaya. Yapach L'toif, they'll be turned for the good. Kamesha Kosuv, as the Pasuk says, Gamoiv of Yashlim Itoi. That also, when it says in the Pasuk in Mishli, that also the enemy will make peace with him, that refers to the Nachosh, as it says in the Yerushalmi. Then the Nachosh will be as in the beginning of creation, lifnei Chet Etz Hadas, before the Chet Etz Hadas, Shehoyo Shamash Gadol, the snake was, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, he was a great servant. It was a holy, that's going to be back after Los Lava. It's going to come back to this higher level. And we can say even more that not only is it going to be turned around to be a Shamash Godel, it's going to be greater because there has to be an elevation after the descent. So since if he's only going to be like before, what was the purpose of the descent, so the elevation of the snake needs to be, it'll be more than a Shamash Gadol. But you say to Mizu Yeshlema, we can say more than this. Kiva Shekol Yiridei Tzorech Aliyah, since every descent is for the purpose of an elevation, Behechrech Leimer, so we have to say, Shabirur Valiyas Anochash La'osid, the sorting out and the elevation of the Nochash in the future, La'osid Lavoi, Ti Lamaylo Yoyser Gamma Targada Shamash Gadol Shoy Lifnei Yerida, it's going to be a greater elevation than it was before the descent. Okay, so Sholem over here, as the Mitla Rebbe teaches that the enemy becomes a friend, that's the highest level that is even more than it was in the days of Shloima, and that's going to be in the time of the future to come, when everything will be elevated. And here we're saying that that's what happens, that David HaMelech says, Podu B'Sholem, and Mikrov is the ultimate war. So, V'apizet, Tzorich Lovin Ed Yeser, Masha Kosuv, Podu B'Sholem, Gem Mikrovli. So why does it say that B'Sholem, with the highest level of Sholem, is from Mikrovli? V'arakrav V'Hasholem Shebiposik Zeh. The battle and the Sholem in this Posik, Krav is the greatest Krav, greatest war. Sholem is the greatest peace. They're two opposite from one extreme to the other. So how does we understand the Pasuk that he redeemed with Sholem from Krov? How do we understand that? Because the Sholem, such an extreme from the extreme Krov to the extreme Sholem. So how do we explain this Pasuk?
Nois Gimel, the Rebbe will continue to explain that the in Avoida Satfilo, there's also the different levels of battling, whether you do with the Koiches Pnimim to convince the Nefesh HaBahamis, or you work with your Chaya, the level of Makif, or with Yechida, the way what is called the Poda B'Sholem, how you overcome the Nefesh HaBahamis in a way of Sholem. And the Rebbe says sometimes it discusses that
Torah is the level of Shalom, battle, and Tefillah is actually a level of a battle. So the Rebbe basically says, but in this Maimer, he talks about two ways within the Tefillah. Let's look inside. We'll understand this by first introducing that which is written in the Maimer of the Bala Geula. Sheshnei ho'inyonim, the krav v'sholim, yeshnom b'avodas ha'tfila. That the two ideas of battling, and in a peaceful way, there are two levels in the service of davening. That during the davening, we have sometimes when it comes in a way of a battle, and sometimes in a way of shalom. And the Rebbe says, Ulahoyer, just to point out, the Bekama Mekoimes Mevur Shahabiru de Tfilo Baderach Melchama. In many places, in several places, it's explained that the way tefillah is mevarer is in the way of war. Shas loiso shas krova, as we say by Yaakov betzloisi ubevausi. So he says becharbi ubekashti, that that's the time of davening is a battle. So not different levels within davening. That tefillah, generally speaking, is melchama. Va'birur b'derech menucha. And the birur in a way of relaxed, in a way of peace, shalom ha'eisek ha'teira. So Rebbe points out that's another maimorim. Avul bedrush zeh, but in this maimor the Bala Geula mevur, over here explains shegam ba'avodas ha'tefila yeshno shnei hinyonim. There exist the two levels: the level of battling and the level of shalom. The two ways of the level within davening. Ha'ava de b'chol levavcha, shemitzad b'chinas nefesh ruach neshama. The level of love that's b'haftas Hashem lekecha b'chol levavcha, that comes from the nefesh ruach neshama, which is the person's moichin and midos. The nefesh ruach neshama, the koiches pnimiim of the person, as opposed to the chayin yichida which are makifim. So if it's v'chol levavcha with the nefesh ruach and neshama, im hayoyis shagam al yidei ahava zuhu poyel, even though that even through this level of ava, he impacts shagam nefesh habaham is yilo ava sashem, that the also the animal soul should have love of Hashem. So it is an effective way to change around the nefesh ha-bahamis, as we say, b'chol levavcha, b'shnei yitzarecha, with both of you, yitzahara, so you're transforming the nefesh ha-bahamis as well. But that is not called a shalom dikit, that's called a krav, that's called a battle, mikomakoy. Nevertheless, mikiv on sha'ava de b'chol levavcha. Since the Ava v'chol levavcha hi mitzad ha'avonah v'hasoge, that is based on understanding and grasping. Shalakus hu toiv. You have to explain to the nefesh ha'bahamis that godliness is good intellectually. U'mikivan sheseichel u'b'chinas p'nimi, since intellect is a level of inner. Shemislavish b'adavar shepoyul boy, that he dresses up in the item that you impact in it. How they move on, so it's understood. The pulas nefesh alikis benefesh abahamis. The impact of the godly soul in the nefesh abahamis sheteves Hashem, that it should love Hashem who alideisha nefesh alikis mislabesh benefesh abahamis. That is through the godly soul dressing up in nefesh abahamis. Shah his boinenus shall nefesh alikis srichalies. Binyonim ka'elu, the reflection of the godly soul needs to be in such matters, uba'ifun, and in such a way, shagam nefesh ha'bahamis yichoylu lahasik, so also the animal soul should be able to grasp. Meaning, you have to get the nefesh ha'bahamis to understand. You have to use items which are grasped by the Nefesh HaBahamis, because you want the Nefesh HaBahamis to feel that it's good. So you need to bring it down to a level of items that the Nefesh HaBahamis can grasp. So this dress up in which the Nefesh HaLakis dress up Nefesh HaBahamis, that's a idea of war, dressing up into the Nefesh HaBahamis. So this is B'chol Levavcha. So whether it's B'chol Levavcha or B'chol Nafshecha, this is still a level of battle. The battle to go down to the level of the Nefesh HaBahamis. But weiter, the same thing is even when we come to B'chol Nafshecha. So we come to the Losh V'gama, Avad B'chol Nafshecha, Shemitzad, B'chinas Chaya. That's already the level of Makifim of the Neshama, the level of Chaya. Hagam Shechaya, B'chinas Makif, although Chaya is on the level of Makif, surrounds. It's not the Pnimi, Koyach Pnimi of the Nefesh, but it's a power of the Nefesh which encircles, which surrounds the neshama vabiru the nefesh abahamis shali de avazu. And how do we sort out the animal soul when we use the ava of b'chol nafshecho? Uloi b'derech hislapshus. It's not in the way of dressing up elosh mitzat teke farotz in the nefesh alikis, but the full force of the nefesh alikis, the level of chaya, which is rotzer shalomaylo metam, it's a desire which is higher than reason. Misbatli mimeylo ritzonis nefesh abahamis. So automatically, on its own, the desires of the nefesh abahamis become nullified because of the teikif rotz nefesh lakis. So l'cheira, this level should be in the way of shalom, that it's not dressing up in it, and it's not, but it's mevatel. Afal b'kein, but still, mikivon shebitel haritzayin is the nefesh habahamis. Since the nullifying of the wills, wishes of the nefesh habahamis, hurak mitzad datik boydus rotz the nefesh lakis, it's only because the overpowering rotzin of the will of the godly soul, hainu. So what that means really is, Shagam achshav yesh l'nefesh abahamis behelem ritzoni zorer. That even now, once it has been overridden by the nefesh alikis, the nefesh abahamis still has strange desires. Elo shemitzad his gabrus harotz in the nefesh alikis, einam boim bepoil. But because of the rots of nefesh alikis, they don't come down to actuality. Lochein. Therefore, even this level of B'chol Nafshecho, which is the level of Ichaya, this is included in Nichlo Zeh, B'Havoida, Dibirusha B'Darach Mulchama, that's included in Avoida, to sort out in the way of Mulchama, because their Nefesh Abahami still remains, and it's only the overpowering of the Nefesh Elikis, but Behelem, it still has the Ritzoy Nezorah. But here is the highest level of Poda B'Sholem, is the idea of even higher. The idea of Poda B'Sholem Nafshi is the Ava B'Chol Medecha, which comes from Yechida. Ki Mikivon Shebchines HaYechida and connect the Lumasa. The level of Yechida doesn't have anything opposite it. Which means there's no Nefesh HaBahamis against the level of Yechid of the Nefesh. Bevuah, the Bevuah Leslu, as the Gemara says, that they, how do they know that it's a shade? The Gemara says, because the, even though they have a Bevuah, they have a shadow, but there's no shadow to the shadow. Leslu, so while the Nefesh, HaBahamis has, is a bavua, is sort of a shadow of the Nefesh HaLikis, but it only goes up till the chaya. That's the bavua. But bavua, the bavua, the level of yichida, there's no shadow. So there's no lumaze on, as the Alter Rebbe says in the Kutat Torah and elsewhere. L'chein, k'shemizgalis b'chinas ha-yichida, when the level of yichida of the nefesh elikis is revealed, mizbatel ha-lumaze, the lumaze is nullified, so there is no lumaze because now there is only yichida. The bechinas chaya, the level of chaya, even when it's revealed, kivan sheyesh connect the lumaze. There is one bevua. There is an opposition, opposite the level of chaya you have in the lumaze. L'chein hagilu the bechinas chaya. That's why the revelation of the level of chaya. Does not negate and take away the strange desires of Nefesh HaBahamis, Vurak B'derech His Gabrus. Over there, it's not Mevatl, it doesn't negate it, but it's only in a way overpowering it. Sha'aratzin le'lakush she'mevchines chayo. Because we do have Nefesh HaBahamis on that level, opposing the level of chayas. Over there, the rotzen and lakus shebichinas chayo, that level of rotzen mizgaber al haritzonis nefesh abahamis overpowers the desires of nefesh abahamis. But bichdei sheyia bitl haritzonis the nefesh abahamis. But in order to be the level of negation, to being mevatel, to take away, should be no return of Shabbamis, so I degila yichida, because in yichida there is no opposition. There is bavu, the bavu, leslu. So over there, that's the level of Pod B'Shalom. So he explains that while the level of Ahavta Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha, that has to dress up in the, it's a struggle, that's considered to be B'derech Muchama. And even the level of B'chol Nafshecha, which comes at Chaya, and notwithstanding that it's makiv, but still there is opposition, and even though it's mevatel through the tokev harotz nefesh elikis, the power negates and takes away the rotz nefesh abamis, but still hidden in there it remains because it's only pushed it away. Dafka, the level of chomeidecha, which is the level of yichida, over there there's no opposition. When that is nizgala, everything else becomes this battle. And that's the level of Pod B'Shalom. So the Rebbe, Ois Dalet, the Rebbe is going to continue to develop this idea that the level of Bittel, the real Bittel, comes mitzad the level of Yechida. And that's really B'chol Me'idecha. The Rebbe is going to ask, why isn't B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, also misiras nefesh? If you love Hashem with all your heart, with all your soul, you're going to be ready to be misir nefesh. So why do we say that the real misiras nefesh is only in b'chol me'idecha? And the Rebbe explains that real bittel b'metzias, if the service comes because you want it, you agree to it, and there's possibility that there should be the other way, that means that you're not totally batel. It's only when it's b'chol me'idecha, it's not hinged that this is what you choose to want, but it's just impossible to be otherwise. That's the true level of batel, as the Rebbe will explain. Dalit. Yes, lekasher ze'im hayodua. We can tie this to that what it's known. Beinyan koyach ha-mesiris nefesh bekol echad ve'echad miYisrael, with regards to the power of mesiris nefesh that is by every single yid. The koyach ha-mesiris nefesh u'mitzad yichida. The power for mesiris nefesh is what it says comes because of yichida. The fact that a person is ready to give up his life, not to separate it
God forbid, from Hashem's unity, who loy mitzad harotzin shaloi. So the real Mesiras Nefesh, when we explain Mesiras Nefesh, is not because I want to, this is something that he agrees to it, which means it's possible it should be otherwise. But he wants it. That's not real Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh means that he's just not able. It's not that he chooses not to, but he's not able to separate himself, God forbid, from his blessed unity. So, based on that idea of Mesiras Nefesh, which comes mitzad the level of the Yechida of the Neshama, so we can explain why it is Bechol Moedecho, which is considered the level of Mesiras Nefesh, is only Bechol Moedecho. Based on this, we can explain what it's explained in many places. That when we say that's Mesiras Nefesh, the Lechayre is not understood. Even the love of Chol Levavcha, with all your heart, the love of Chol Nafshecha, Mechayeves L'chayre Inyan HaMesiras Nefesh, that too brings you to, obligates you to Mesiras Nefesh. How so? When you love Hashem with all your heart, Malach has come, and for sure, how much more so? When the love to Hashem is with all your soul, so for sure you're ready to give up your soul for Him, for Hashem. Even why are we associating Mesiras Nefesh davke to b'chol meidecha? So what is the advantage? What is the novelty in the Ava b'chol meidecha that is Mesiras Nefesh? The Rebbe explained, as long as this is something which is totally in your rotzen, that you decide, then that means that you still have something there which is, you have to decide. Mesiras Nefesh of B'chol Meidecha means that there is total bittul, there's nothing else there, so you don't have to decide. You're just not able to be. That's real Mesiras Nefesh. Rebbe explains by Birbaze, Shah Mesiras Nefesh, Mitzad, Avad, B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha. If the Mesiras Nefesh comes because of the love of B'chol Levavcha, Nafshecha, he be'oifen she'reitze limser nafshir avur avaya. That is in a way that he wants to give up his soul to Hashem. And based upon B'chol Levavcha, it's on rationale. B'chol Nafshecha is level of chaya, higher than rationale. She'reitze limser nafshir avur avaya. Ba'ava de B'chol Levavcha, it the Ava B'chol Levavcha, which is the Nefesh Ruch Neshama, which is the Rotzin Shalpitam Badas. So, but it's still all a Rotzin. As opposed to Mesiras Nefesh, which is the Ava of B'chol Meidecha, which is the level of Yechida, as we had spoken in the previous Ois. He be'ayfun she'ene yochel liyis nifrit, chas v'sholom. You're not able. It's not that you want to be made. You can't be separate to God from Hashem. That's why the idea of Mesiras Nefesh is specifically by the Ava B'chol Meidecha. Ki Mesiras Nefesh hu inyan habitl. To give over yourself means you subjugated. You are not an entity, self-effacement, and vamitis inyan habitl. And when could there be the real concept, idea of bittul, Hu kisha misiris nefesh iloi mitzad harotze mitzias shaloi. When the misiris nefesh is not based on your rotzen, which is your mitzias, it's your entity. Elo mitzad alakus, it's mitzad godliness. I can't be separated from godliness. Not that I choose to give myself over to Hashem or give up my life for Hashem, but I'm not able because it comes from Hashem, not from me. And we can say further, this is also one of the explanations that in order to negate all the strange rotzins, the desires of the animal soul, it's davke when you come b'chol me'idecho, that negates all the rotzins. Why? Ki mitzad ki ha'ava de b'chol levavcho v'chol nafshecho. Because the love of b'chol levavcho nafshecho mekivon shemitzad ava zu. Because based on this ava, there's a possibility not to give up. You decide to give up, but there is potentially that possibility not to give up. The fact that you do give over your soul is because of rotzen. So that proves there is still an entity of Lumazah. So the real bitl of the Umazah does not come with the Ava v'chol levavcho v'chol nafshecho, not with Naran and Chaya, but dafke mitzad yichida v'abitl l'umazah, bitl l'gamri, but the bitl of the other side, total bitl, that is through the Ava v'chol me'edecho. Shemitzad Ava zu, because of the Ava v'chol me'edecho, he efsher liyos be'oifan achar chas v'sholom. It cannot be otherwise. It's not that you have to make a decision, you have to want, but it can't be otherwise. It's mitzad elikus. And therefore, there is no entity, there is nothing to battle, there is nothing there to choose from, because that's the hisgalus from the person's yechida, as opposed to the hisgalus of his chaya or the nefesh ruach and neshama. Yeah, it's a bitl, but it's not total, because it's not total bitl. There's still an entity there. Oisei. So when Oisei, the Rebbe is going to detail specifically the level of Chaya, that the level of Chaya the Rebbe brings down in the beginning. Sometimes in the beginning of the Maimer he says that Chaya does not have war. L'shayich Mulchama. Chaya would be the level of Pada B'Sholem, the level of Chaya of Nefesh. And then later on, he says that Chaya is also B'derech Melchama, it's only the level of Yechida, which is B'derech Sholem. And the Rebbe brings the difference, he says that while Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, because he was a man of Menucha, of peace, but yet the plans and the Chatchila, the command came to David. David prepared it. But if David was a warrior, so why would he prepare the plans? Why didn't it all go through Shlomo HaMelech? The Rebbe explains there was a period of David which was also peaceful, K'shaniach Hashem from all the enemies. At that point, the Rebbe said that's like the level of Chaya in between. As we'll see, that it is a little bit connected to Milchomo, but it's not fully. But it's still not the level of peace which comes from the level of Yechid. As we'll see inside. Hey, v'hinei b'hamaymer hanal d'bal ha-ge'ula b'tchilas o'inyon. The above maimer of the Mittler Rebbe in the beginning, Mevayir the inyan hamilchama shenefesh lekis im nefesh habamis. He explains that the war of the godly soul nefesh habamis is hibenaran hamilboshim beguv nefesh habamis. That's in the nefesh ruach and neshama, the koiches pnimiim that are dressed in the guf and the neshama. Mashenkin, he says bahamakifim, and he includes the chaya yichida, both the chaya and yichida. L'shaych mulchama over there. It doesn't fit what? Hello. So l'chatchila, he says, the chilek is between naran, is mechoma, but in chaya yichid, in both, it doesn't apply mechoma. But later on, in the continuation of maimer, v'ayri protis yoyser, over there he explains with more detail, shagam bebechinas chaya yashin ha-mechoma. Then also in the level of chaya, of the Nevi, there is also Milchama. Ve'inyan ha-sholem hu b'yechida davke, the sholem is really only by yechida. And the Nevi explains this. Ve'yishloimah shu al derech, shu omar ha-kodesh baruch hu David ha-melech. This would be similar to what the Eibishter said to David ha-melech. K'sharot, so leave the Beis HaMikdosh when he wanted to build the Beis HaMikdosh. The Eibishter says to him, dam lo rif shofachto goymer. You've spilled lots of blood, David was a warrior, and he fought, killed many people. V'lochein, loytivne bayis lishmi. You will not be the one building the structure, the house for my name, Goyman. And the Pasuk says, hine bein nolad l'cho, hu yiyye ish menucha. You'll have a son born to you. He will be a man of relaxation, of peace. Hu yivne bayis lishmi. He's the one that'll build the house for my name. So it almost seems that who is the one that needs to build the Beis HaMikdash? Only Shlomo HaMelech. And yet, Elishafa became Tavnis HaMikdash Nasadi David. The images and the plan of how the Mikdash should be, that was done through David. As the Pasuk said, Miyad Hashem Olai Hiskil. From Hashem, I got the understanding of how to build. And then the Pasuk says, Vayitan David l'Shloimeh b'noyes tabnis ulum goymer, that David gave to his son Shloimeh the images of the ulum, etc. So what's this thing that David gives the images if he can't build the Beis HaMikdash because the Yish Mulchama? V'tzorich lo'avin, the kivon shebeis HaMikdash koshur menucha, since the Beis HaMikdash is tied to the idea of relaxed Bisholim and peace davke. Shalachay ne'emar le'David le'tiv ne'bayis l'shmiki shmulcham esato. That's why we said to David, you will not build a house for my name because you're a man of wars. Lama nasu ha'chonis le'beis ha'migdash al yidei David shohoye ishmulcham es. So how come the preparations for the Beis HaMikdash were made through David, who was a man of war? So what's the explanation? We can say the explanation. Ki oz, at the time kshirotzo David livnei Beis HaMikdash, at the time that David wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, umekols king sheichnis hatochnis hatavnis v'chud, especially when he created the plan, hoye David b'matzav shel menucha. At that point, it was in a condition of menucha. V'havayi hiniach le'misovi mikol oivav. Hashem has let David alone from all enemies that surrounded him. So he was a man from Amenucha too. Elo. Shekiv on Shamenucha de David bo al de Amelchomes also, since the Menucha of David came through the wars that he made, he got the Menucha through wars. Lochem binyam Beis HaMikdash hutzrich liyisod Shleima. That's why the building of the Beis HaMikdash needed to be through Shleima. Why? Because he was ish menucha, menucha be'etzim. He was a man of relaxed, a man of peace. Peace be'essence. He didn't get peace through waging wars and then having peace. It was just peaceful to beginning. In essence, it was peace. And the Rebbe ties this now to the two interpretation whether chaya is considered war or chaya is considered shalom. Yesh loymar, the Rebbe said, zeh shemevur b'maimer b'tchilas ha'inyan. This, that, what it says, l'chatchila in the maimer. Shagam b'b'chinas chaya lo shayich melchama. That also, the level of chaya doesn't fit war. Hu al derech ha'menucha de David la'achere shenotzach kol ha'melchamas. That is similar to the menucha of David after he won all the wars. So, the level of chaya that is not milchama doesn't mean that it doesn't apply at all, but it's a resting after winning all the war. What's the difference between naran and chaya yechida? The bechinas naran shemislab shebeguv nefesh abahamis, the level of nefesh ruach neshama which dress up in the body nefesh abahamis, that the koiches pnimi and the intellect and the emotions. Kimon shepulas nefesh alikis benefesh abahamis b'derech yislapshu v'yishaskus. Since the impact of the nefesh alikis nefesh abahamis is in a way that it dresses up, and he works with the nefesh abahamis. The nefesh abahamis ha'asoga shelo he ba'atoiv d'dvarim gashmi. Naturally, the animal soul, what it understands, is that the physical matter, the good of physical matters. So, it doesn't understand godliness, that godliness is as good. So how do we get the Nefesh HaBahamis to understand that godliness is good? The Nefesh HaLikis works through the Nefesh HaBahamis. The Nefesh HaLikis misasekes imo levair lo hatoiv delakus. The godly soul occupies with Nefesh HaBahamis to explain to the Nefesh HaBahamis the good that is in godliness. That is actually a war. That is war. Actual war. But the level of Chaya is not actual war. As opposed to the level of Chaya, since the way it works with the animal soul, it's not that it dresses up. It's makiv. It doesn't dress up in the Nefesh HaBahamis. But when the force of the desire of the Nefesh HaLikis to godliness is revealed, the level of the chaya, the love and the will to Hashem is revealed. Misbatlin mimeila haritzoynus the nefesh habahamis. So the desires of nefesh habahamis become nullified because of the intense desire of the nefesh alikis to godliness. Ein ze inyan shel milchama. That's not considered to be war. Ubeklolus generally hu inyan shel manucha. That could be categorized as a way of menucha. It doesn't have to dress up and wage war. Ella. But what the issue is, shemenucha zui, he loy menucha be'etzem. It's not that there is menucha be'etzem by the nefesh habahamis. Verak mitzad tigboires harotzun, the nefesh lekis. It's only because the overpowering desire of the nefesh alikis, the rotzen to godliness. It's bedugma samenucha de David laachre shavaye nichle mekoleivav. That is similar to the menucha of David after the Eibishter let him alone from all of his enemies. Shamenucha sheloi hoisa mitzadze shenotzach kol hamilchomes. So he got peace, he got relaxation because he won the wars. So the Tikboides Sarotz and Nefesh HaLikis wins the war over the Nefesh HaBahamis, but the Nefesh HaBahamis is not really Menucha, but it's forced into it because of the overpowering of the Rotzen of the Nefesh HaLikis. Mashein kim bitl horitzen is the Nefesh HaBahamis. Ayde gila yechida, who, as opposed to the nullifying the desires of Nefesh HaBahamis when the Yechida is revealed, is loy shal yidei gilu ha-Yechida nase bitul haritzoynes, So it's not when Yechida is revealed, then you're nullifying, you're negating the Ritzonis. Ki'im, shemitzada Yechida, she'en connected l'umaze. Mitzad Yechida, there's no opposition. As you said before, bevuah, de bevuah leslu, there's no opposition to Yechida. Ein mokoim melechatchila Ritzonis zorim. There's no place for other desires. You don't have to beat those desires through your desires to godliness. There's no other Ritzonis. Bedugmas ha-menucha de Shlomo. This is similar to the menucha of Shlomo. Shois eloi al yidei nitzochen. It wasn't because he had to be victorious. El menucha be'etzim. It's a menucha be'etzim. So the Rebbe explains the two aspects in Chaya, whether Chaya is considered to be, as in the beginning of the Maimer, an inyan of Sholem, because it's not dressed up. It's in the battle of the Nefesh HaBahamis, which understands Gashmis, and to have to give it to understand Ruch, it's not like that. It's the Rotzin Talakus is Mevatl, the Rotzin Nefesh HaBahamis. But still, that cannot be considered a level of peace, because it has to be Mevatl the Rotzin. That means that there is still a sense of other Ritzoinus, but it's overpowered. But when there's the Giloy of the Yechida, then there is nothing, or no other Ritzoinus. And that's like Menucha of Shloime, which was totally peace, not Menucha Be'etzem, not like David, who got to it through first having to battle and win the wars. But in al derech zehu ba'avoido, similar to this that we explained, is in avoido shabaderech melchama. We have different levels in the service, which is in a way of war. Sheyesh bo kama v'kama dargis. There is many, many different levels in the level of war. Da melchama Shebitfila, the war that takes place in the davening, as we say, Shas Loiso, Shas Krova, the pasuk b'chavi, because that when you daven, it's a time of war. Kivon Shebeis Hatefila, who moves Shetmin Yoneho Ilam, since during the davening he is outside of worldly matters. He's removed from worldly matters. This askus shaloi he lives boinen binyon elokikus, and his occupation is to meditate, to reflect in godly matters. Ula oirer avas Hashem v'yiras Hashem, and to wake up by himself, arouse by himself a love of Hashem v'yiras Hashem. Elo. But the reflection that he does and the love and fear it needs to be in a way that it should also be understood in the intellect of the Nefesh HaBahamis, that he should also love and fear Hashem. Einze milchama mamish. That could not be considered real war, because he is involved in godly matters. As opposed, when he's involved in gashmis, eating and drinking, there's war. But here, even though we say it's war, but it's not mamish war, because the person is dealing with godliness. The war consists of that he's trying to explain it to the Nefesh HaBahamis. V'nikro zeh b'shem cherev shel sholem. This is called a sword of peace. It's still a cherev, but it's a cherev. It's loisi shas krova. There's a cherev, but it's not the real battle over there. The main avoida from a yid in the way of war is mainly when he's eating and drinking. as we say, namo apum charbo lechel, that bread you eat by the blade of the sword. The level of the sincere. And also the other needs of the body. That's when there's really war. And within the worldly matters itself, it's mainly at the time of the business, when you're giving and taking, doing business, in the time of mischar. Because the war that by eating, similar to the other needs of the body, is he shachid lo say tia l'shem shamayim v'lo l'malis tavas nafshi. Over there, the battle is that you should eat for the sake of heaven and not just to fulfill your taivas, your desire that your soul is lost to eat. Haynu shaloichem neged hatainug hataiva v'tainug shem b'maychol. In that case, he's waging war against that desire and the pleasure that's in the food. But ve'enei melubash boy, but he is not dressed up in the food. He's just making sure that the food that he's eating should be for the proper kavanah. But when a person is occupying himself in give and take in business, according to Torah, you must dress up in your business. As we say, and one of the questions the person, the Gemara says, is asked, Gemara Shabbos, Nasosu v'nasatu b'amuna, did you deal give and take with faithfully? So, over there, he dresses up in business. That's a real battle that he dresses up. This is also, we can say, the reason. Generally, sorting out is called Knan. The Pirush Knan Husecher. Knan means a merchant. The main sorting out things in a way of dressing up is Masamat, which is even more in business than more than food. V'nimtzo. So it turns out, Shamilchoma da'achilo hidugmas ha'milchoma becherev. The milchoma of eating, because he's not in it, is like waging a war with a sword. He's not wrestling with the enemy. So he has to be close in order to get the person with the sword. You have to be in close in proximity of place, but it's not dressed up. He's not struggling. He's not wrestling with it. Hidugmas ha'milchoma becherev namo apum charbo lechol. Bread him by the sword. Even though that the war with the sword is only when he's close to the enemy, that's the difference between a sword and a bow and an arrow where you shoot from a distance. So still, they're just close in proximity. But when the war is in business, give and take, that's similar to the war which is called the krav, meloshen kiruv. Kiruv means close. Kiruv, the krav, who that close of krav, as the Rebbe said before, also leirak b'mokim. It's not just that they're close in proximity in place. They're actually hugging each other, kenalsi beis barucha, and wrestling, trying to beat each other. That's the milchama of business. So we have davening is like a cheref sholem because you're dealing with godliness. Food is like a war with the sword. And that's close proximity, but it's still not dressed up in it. And business is like a krav, the war that you have, but you have to have when while doing business, is like a krav in which like the enemies are wrestling each other. So now we'll understand. What does it mean? Even the work of birurim, which is in the way of krav, in a close, in a wrestling, in the business. Not just a war, but it's a krav. That should be in the way of total peace. Sholim betachlis hashleimus ki hasholim shebehoyim meshleim. It should be sholim in the ultimate wholesomeness, as the sholim was in meshleim, as we said before, even higher than David, not through nitzoch, but it was eish menucha be'etzim. And even higher, the Rebbe says, ulamai liyosek ki hasholim sheyilosim lofi. Like the sholim, it's going to be in the future. This is pod of sholim. How does this happen? Matamozeu. And the reason for this, that you're going to have the ultimate sholem, even from the Kravli, even from the battles of Kravli, is as the posse continues, because the rabbi was with me, the barabim hoyu imodi, through the avoida of barabim hoyu imodi. What is the avoida of barabim hoyu imodi? She is oirerus vigilu hayichida. That rabim hoyu imodi were by me. That is talking about the arousal, the awakening, the revelation. Kibavur barucha bedrusha nal de balagula, as explained at length in the mimer of the balagula, the kol echad veechad mi Yisrael bekoich loirer ulgalus hayichidishavay. Every yid has the power to wake up and reveal the yichida that's in him. So, berabim hoyu imodi, we can wake up that yichida. Hine adei ze nafshe nase podu b'sholim nafshi. That brings peace, redemption to nafshi, nafshi shalom odom ho'ivet, to the soul of the person who serves Hashem. Dagam she'oisek binyon ha'olam b'chdei levarim b'vishal krav. Although he's occupied in worldly matters in order to sort him out in the way of krav, mikol mokoyim lo yenitfas b'zeh, he should not get caught up in this. V'abdiya she'lo yitiyah b'sholim, and the redemption should be in a peaceful way. V'ad l'sholim betachlis hashleimus, until the ultimate highest level of shalom. B'yiseidim izu, not only himself, but segam b'diyas hanitzoytzis shebinyon ha'olam. Also, redemption of the sparks which are worldly matters. Tiyah b'sholim, it should also be peaceful. B'rabim hoyu imodi, the rabim, all the sparks were imodi, were with his level of yechida. That also the sparks that to begin war were in a lave or in a way of rabim. Because originally they were in exile in the public domain, which is called the mountains of separation. It was in the other side. These sparks is still nichlolim b'nishmosei shel ha'odam ha'mevarerom. They are included in the soul of the person who sorts him out. The barabim hoyu imodi, they were with him. V'acheim nichlolim b'yichida shaboy, they are included in yichida. So that his oiris of the yichida, which every yid has the ability, allows for him not to get caught up in anything that he's doing in his preoccupation in the world. And even though it's krav, not only that, but the rabbim, the oldest sparks, hoyi modi, he elevates them together with himself. we can say zehu gam hakesher v'hashaychus shel hagula d'yud kislev d'yud kes kislev, the connection and the tie of the redemption of Yud Kislev, of the Mitler of Yud Kislev, of the Alter Rebbe la'posik pod b'sholom nafshi, and they both were saying the posik pod b'sholom nafshi, they were redeemed. Dagam shabdiya hoysom mikrav, even though their redemption was from a krav, they went through a lot of suffering. Koilul gamze shehamaiser bo alidei hamalushinus, that includes the fact that the incarceration came through the slandering shel elu shehoyu lehem yachas shel kiruv. These were some people that were close. They had an attitude of closeness, and still, the fact that the incarceration came through these people who yirido v'tzar godol, that's a great descent, it's a great pain. Ba'afal pikein, and still, so notwithstanding that it was came from such a difficult place, from a level of krav, the redemption was b'sholem. That's the connection with the pod b'sholem b'shlemus. To the extent this became an introduction, a preparation for the ultimate wholesomeness, which is going to be in the future, through spreading the wellsprings to the outside, which mainly started in Yutas Kislev. So it started in Yutas Kislev, especially through the service, the work of the Bal HaGul of Yud Kislev. It was in the way of Rechev Kodesh, like the Bina, the level of the widening of the river. He draw down that Mayan, the Mayan is Sechot that the Alter Rebbe brought about. He draw this out and made it in a way of Rechev Sanor. In our days, also Mardo Malka Mashiach. That's where the Master is going to come, which is King Mashiach. Shaoz Yisholim v'Shalva Amitim Betachas Hashleim. Then there's going to be peace and real relaxation in total completeness. Those who taste live life, we can now taste from it. Shematzchilim Litoim Ein Zoid Me'agolu Sachrein, that we begin to taste it, some of it, even during our later days now in Golus, we can occupy ourselves in a relaxed and a joyful way, and gladness of heart, of spreading the wellsprings to the outside, in a way that it keeps on going, and more light, and very soon, will merit to the time that the night will shine like the day, but be Mashiach Tzidkenu, with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu.